We asked Pat, what are some of the challenges she faces in her job, and not specifically to the pandemic?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is helping students overcome their own feeling of inadequacy. I've only worked with a couple of people so far, but I would say that they underestimate sometimes how much they actually know, and you're trying to overcome the negative things that some people get out of the school system because it just doesn't speak to them and work for them. So trying to address those past fears maybe about learning and feeling like I can't learn or I'm just no good at it. So there's a certain amount of that involved in just building people up and saying, yes, you can learn. And in fact, you have learned already. You just don't realize what you know sometimes. With the pandemic, it's been very difficult because it's really important, especially with reading, to be able to be side by side. We often do companion reading where you might read together out loud. So you're reading the same thing and you're beside each other. When I was working with somebody I had been working with already prior to the pandemic, we were able to continue using video chat because we had an established relationship and a routine that we were going through, and we'd already been working for some time with each other. But since then, the thought of trying to start with somebody new is really quite daunting because it's hard to establish a trust relationship when you can't be right beside somebody, especially somebody who has taken the very big step of coming in and saying, I need some help.
Do you impress upon your students that the hardest part is over, that they called Next Step to get assistance?
Oh, I think so. I mean, they, generally, I would say people who come in are very motivated to learn because they have taken that step. They've said that, I'm admitting that I need some help, and I'm taking the steps to seek it out. I think it's very courageous.
Now, what advice would you give to someone interested in becoming a tutor, an adult literacy tutor?
Well, one of the biggest things I think that we sort of have to overcome from our own school experiences is that when you're working with adults in particular, the process is driven by the learner. It's not driven by the curriculum. You know, when we go to school, we know that within a certain period of time, we're supposed to learn these things and be able to pass these tests and do it all in, you know, whatever grade level you're at. This is more addressed to the needs of the people who are doing the learning. So if their priority is to be able to, you know, make a budget and keep a shopping list every week, then those are maybe the things that you focus on or the context that you're teaching in. It's driven by the learner and not by the teacher.
Thank you, Pat Daly, an excellent educator.